He had thought that the next time he would see Umbridge would be in his detention that evening, but he was wrong. When they walked down the lawns toward the forest for care of magical creatures, they found her and her clipboard waiting for them beside Professor Grubblyplank.
"You do not usually take this class, is that correct?"
Harry heard her ask as they arrived at the trestle table, where the group of captive bow truckles were scrabbling around for woodlice like so many living twigs.
"Quite correct,"
said Professor Grubblyplank, hands behind her back and bouncing on the balls of her feet.
"I am a substitute teacher standing in for Professor Hagrid."
Harry exchanged uneasy looks with Ron and Hermione. Malfoy was whispering with Crabbe and Goyle. He would surely love this opportunity to tell tales on Hagrid to a member of the Ministry.
Said
Professor Umbridge, dropping her voice, though Harry could still hear her quite clearly.
"I wonder, the headmaster seems strangely reluctant to give me any information on the matter. Can you tell me what is causing Professor Hagrid's very extended leave of absence?"
Harry saw Malfoy look up eagerly, watching Umbridge and Grubblyplank closely.
"'Afraid I can't,'
said Professor Grubblyplank breezily.
"'Don't know anything more about it than you do. Got an owl from Dumbledore. Would I like a couple of weeks' teaching work accepted? That's as much as I know. Well, shall I get started, then?"
"Yes, please do,"
said Professor Umbridge, scribbling upon her clipboard. Umbridge took a different tack in this class and wandered among the students, questioning them on magical creatures. Most people were able to answer well, and Harry's spirits lifted somewhat. At least the class was not letting Hagrid down.
"Overall,"
said Professor Umbridge, returning to Professor Grubblyplank's side after a lengthy interrogation of Dean Thomas,
"how do you, as a temporary member of staff, an objective outsider, I suppose you might say, how do you find Hogwarts? Do you feel you receive enough support from the school management?"
"Oh, yes, Dumbledore's excellent,"
said Professor Grubblyplank heartily.
"No, I'm very happy with the way things are run. Very happy indeed."
Looking politely incredulous, Umbridge made a tiny note on her clipboard and went on.
"And what are you planning to cover with this class this year, assuming, of course, that Professor Hagrid does not return?"
"Oh, I'll take them through the creatures that most often come up in OWL,
said Professor Grubblyplank.
"Not much left to do. They've studied unicorns and nifflers. I thought we'd cover porlocks and measles. Make sure they can recognize crups and gnarls, you know."
"Well, you seem to know what you're doing at any rate,"
said Professor Umbridge, making a very obvious tick on her clipboard. Harry did not like the emphasis she put on "you," and liked it even less when she put her next question to Goyle.
"Now, I hear there have been injuries in this class."
Goyle gave a stupid grin. Malfoy hastened to answer the question.
"That was me," he said. "I was slashed by a hippogriff."
"A hippogriff?"
said Professor Umbridge, now scribbling frantically. "Only because he was too stupid to listen to what Hagrid told him to do," said Harry angrily. Both Ron and Hermione groaned. Professor Umbridge turned her head slowly in Harry's direction.
"Another night's detention, I think,"
she said softly.
"Well, thank you very much, Professor Grubblyplank. I think that's all I need here. You will be receiving the results of your inspection within 10 days.
"Jolly good,"
said Professor Grubblyplank, and Professor Umbridge set off back across the lawn to the castle.